Doesn't God use the simple to confound the wise? So that explains Rick Massey. Simplicity. It's a good thing. At the Corner Church.
How's it going? This is the Corner Church, and I'm Rick Massey. You know, usually when I'm sitting down and I'm getting ready to do my podcast, there's all kinds of things that go through my mind. You know, what music am I going to play, and who have I played before? Am I in a mellow mood, or do I want to rock out? Sometimes I'm more upbeat, and sometimes I'm looking for a more solemn experience. Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is I was wondering what direction to take this podcast. And I just decided I'm going to play a bunch of my favorites. Even if I've played them before, I just wanted to put them all together in one show. Now, I don't expect everyone to have the same taste as me, but hopefully you'll find some of the songs that I like, you will like also. If anybody wants to send us any music to listen to and consider, email me at thecornerchurch@hotmail.com, or you can look up our recording studio at masseysmusic.com. Anyway, this is a bunch of my favorite songs, and I hope you like them as well.
Always a place for you at the Corner Church.
Sometimes I wonder why I'm feeling 6 feet under, buried far below such shifting sand. Thoughts that I'm concealing have a way that keeps revealing that I've lost control. Life is out of hand. Sometimes I squander my tenacity to wander through the forest, never noticing the trees. Despite my best intentions or the wheels of reinvention, I still tend to do exactly as I please. The center of your will, and lie there until the spinning sky stands still. Finally, find myself again. And often I begin to sense this longing deep within, and to dream of things that I have yet to find.
This podcast was not intended to be used as a nasal decongestant. It may cause drowsiness or a feeling of euphoric bliss. If you feel the spirit move while listening, do not be alarmed. Contact your clergy right away. Any copy or rebroadcast of this podcast without the written permission of the Save the Whales Foundation will be subject to massive doses of marshmallows or marshmallow-related treats. Other known side effects, such as blurred vision or dry mouth, should not be taken seriously, and you should listen to the remainder of the podcast.
Holy caffeine!
Upon this land there came a healer They say he touched the blind and made them see. And once upon an afternoon I saw him. It was down by the Sea of Galilee. I was lifted by the words I heard him speaking. I saw the faithful gathered at the mount. He said, worry not the riches you are seeking. Rejoice in the treasures you have found. He said, I will calm the storm. I will keep you dry and warm. My Father only asks that you believe. So come with me, my friends. We'll be fishers of men down by the Sea of Galilee. Followed him through villages and hillsides. He shared with me the fishes and the loaves. And always there were soldiers in the distance. He knew that soon they'd gamble for his clothes. The leaders of Jerusalem were waiting. 30 coins of silver bought his doom. I saw his mother taking down the body. I watched the workers seal away the tomb. And there came a sudden storm that shattered the deadly calm. The tears of the Father, I believe. And the rain came pouring down and ran along the ground down to the Sea of Galilee. Fires were slowly dying. I laid down and I began to weep. I heard a voice say, friend, why are you crying? You have heard the message. Take it to the others. Tell them death is conquered for all eternity. So I've taken what I've learned, and I'm teaching you in turn. Our Father only asks that you believe. So come with me, my friends. We'll be fishers of men down by the Sea of Galilee. Down by the Sea of Galilee.
That was Merle Brewer, and he was doing his song, Sea of Galilee. Next up, I've got a young man who's a dear friend of mine now, and he's a joy to work with. This is Mr. Tyler Dow Bryant. About a week or so ago, he helped us out at a local fundraiser. You can't really explain Tyler until you see him live. He puts on a really good show.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Let your love shine through. Let your love shine through. And all that you do, let your love shine through. Well, I know that you're hurting and you don't know what to do. But God and His people will let their love shine through. You might have lost your life, that means you got more to gain. If you need some love, just call upon my Savior's name. Yeah. I know the times are hard, you don't know what to do. But pray to your Father and let His love shine through. Let your love shine. Let your love shine through. In all that you do, let your love shine through. Well, I know that you're hurting and you don't know what to do. Pray to the Father and let His love shine through.
Next up, I've got some of my favorite ladies in the whole wide world. This is Carol Neal and her daughters. They go by the name Grandpa's Neighbors.
Took on the whiteness of men. He
To the Corner Church.
Who are those guys?
Thank you.
This next song just really speaks to me. This is Marv Jones and As Long As We Have Love. There's just so much truth in this song. That song just speaks volumes to me. Well, we're about to wrap up another episode here on the Corner Church. We kicked it off with Free Fall from Marianne Kessler. Then a guy I've known for several years, Merle Brewer, did The Sea of Galilee. Then a 15-year-old boy from Honeygrove, Texas, wrote and sang the third song, Let Your Love Shine Through. That was Tyler Dow Bryant. Then some lovely young ladies from Oklahoma that go by the name Grandpa's Neighbors sang Love Me a Lot. Then I wanted to throw one of mine in there for good measure. That song was named Reflections. Marv Jones did the song we just heard, As Long As We've Got Love. And today we're going to wrap the show up with Kathleen Carnelli and her song Save Me.
That haunts me, Lord, Lord, my own things. Live in the darkness, searching by night, walking in circles as if everything's alright. Is there a way out of here? I can hardly breathe. Should I take this mask off?
My name is Rick Massey, and you've been listening to the podcast, The Corner Church. If you know anybody that'd like to be considered for this show, email us at thecornerchurch@hotmail.com. I promise you we will listen to your music. And our recording studio's address is at www.masseysmusic.com. You know, we really don't ask much. Just drop us an email or tell a friend or both even. Hey, yeah, that sounds even better. Both, yeah. Anyway, we'll see you next time. Bye now.